From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street, Scott Inez tackles the hot topics like only he can. It's time for Inez Says.
Hi, hello, and I welcome you back to the Inez Says podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks for climbing aboard today. You can find the podcast all over the place, including Spotify. You can find it right there in Apple Podcasts. You can also find it in the WDBO app. And check me out on the radio each and every morning with Orlando's Morning News, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 in Orlando. Outside of Orlando, check us out right there in the WDBO app and stream us. Well, as perhaps some of you guys know, I'm a sports guy. I grew up playing sports. My family was involved in the ownership of a minor league baseball team back in the day. I covered the Orlando Magic for 30-plus years. Sports is in my blood. Still love playing sports. Pickleball is my game of choice now. But I got to tell you, I find myself losing my longtime love of watching sports and following it. Like I said, I worked in covering my beloved Orlando Magic for a long time. I am grateful that I got to be there for the biggest and the brightest moments in the history of the franchise, whether that be Shaquille O'Neal's arrival, the 1995 finals, the drafting of Dwight Howard, which led to the 2009 NBA finals. Had an absolute blast, and to this day, I love and admire and respect a lot of folks within that organization. So I'll always love the Orlando Magic. But I got to tell you, the NBA for me has not been the same. It's just not been the same since the league decided to wade into the world of social commentary and politics not too long ago. The NBA's backing of Black Lives Matter, and for that matter, involvement in China, has really soured me on the league in recent years. And other than Magic games, I got to tell you, I haven't watched an NBA game in 2+ years. And that for me is scary. I mean, I grew up watching my NBA heroes, whether it be Larry Bird or Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. I love my NBA, but now I'm wondering if I'll ever go back. I don't know. I'm hoping I do one day, but I have no need to right now. So the only sports passion that I had left other than the Magic was college football. I love me some college football, man. Absolutely love the whole scene. The pageantry, the excitement, the cheerleaders, the fans, the tailgate, just love the whole scene. But in recent months, I have felt that particular passion wane as well, because I do believe that college football on its current path is on a destination course for Armageddon. Case in point, have you been following this story of the Florida Gator quarterback recruit, this high school senior out of California? His name is Jaden Rashada. Rashada is one of the best high school quarterbacks in the nation, committed to the University of Florida. But here's the catch here. Here's the catch. His commitment now is tied to a $13 million NIL deal. NIL standing for name, image, and likeness. The University of Florida basically wrote a $13 million check to this kid for his commitment. The kid committed. The problem is that this University of Florida collective, which is basically a bunch of rich boosters, this UF collective wrote a check that Rashada couldn't cash. So in essence, Rashada's commitment to UF is in limbo right now because of some of the big money boosters there at UF backed out and thought it was ridiculous. Yeah. Here we are pooling our money to give this kid $13 million. We're giving an 18-year-old kid $13 million, a kid who has not done squat at the college level, to come to Gainesville. For all we know, he may get to Gainesville and be a big-time bust. Something just is not right with this picture, not only in Gainesville, but throughout the game of college football. What we are witnessing right now in the world of big-time college football, and you could put basketball in the same subset here, what we are witnessing is absolute madness. And you not only put the NIL and the collective lunacy in this category, you add to it this transfer portal nonsense. If you're not familiar with the transfer portal, the NCAA in recent years has allowed college athletes to transfer to other universities without penalty, whereas in past years, the athlete would have to sit out for a year. Now these kids are allowed to change schools without penalty, meaning they can play right away. Now, last week, the NCAA, which, by the way, has been rendered almost meaningless at this point. They are almost irrelevant. Last week, the NCAA ruled that a player can receive immediate eligibility at their next destination if they are transferring due to a physical injury or mental health conditions. The NCAA will also consider exigent circumstances like sexual assault or abuse, but the NC2A will not consider academic circumstances or athletic reasons such as playing time. You know what's coming, right? You know what's coming. There will be these phantom doctor's notes showing up on the NC2A doorstep about how mentally and emotionally and physically injured some of these kids are. And by the way, these rules only apply to undergraduate players only. Athletes who graduate from an institution will still be allowed to freely transfer to a new program and get immediate eligibility. But still, the toothpaste is out of the tube here, folks. So what we're telling these kids, again, what we're telling these kids is, hey, if the going gets tough, man, if the going gets tough, you get beat out by somebody else and you're not happy, or you don't like your coach, or you don't like the players on your team, or you have a, gosh forbid, a bad day at practice, well, guess what? You can transfer. You can transfer right away. What are we teaching our kids with this garbage? What happened to sticking it out, making the most of your situation, betting on yourself, overcoming, adapting, getting better? Oh, no. No. We're teaching these kids to bail on tough situations. It's a microcosm of what we're going through in our society today as to what's going on in the world of big-time college athletics. The Wall Street Journal reported last year that over 2,200 players in the portal since August 1st, 2021, transferred from FBS college football programs. 2,200 players. Now, I'm interested to get a look-see as to what the final tally will be this year. It'll probably dwarf that number. But just imagine free agency in the National Football League every year. Let's say, okay, Patrick Mahomes, starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, decides, you know what? I've had enough. I've had enough of living in Kansas City. I've had enough with a certain teammate. I don't like Andy Reid as my head coach. Therefore, I'm going to open up the bidding war for all of the other 31 teams to come in and bid on me. Can you imagine the chaos that would ensue in the National Football League? I mean, it's madness. It's just free agency madness. Now, look, I understand very clearly, okay, that recruiting, especially in college basketball and football, has always been a dirty little secret. I think everybody knew back in the day of recruits showing up in hotel rooms with piles of cash deposited from the heavens on the hotel bed. I think we've all known about those stories. Recruiting has always been a very grimy business. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? It's always been sleazy. And if you think anybody is clean at the major college level in basketball and football, and I also understand, though, with so much money being generated, especially in the sports of college football and basketball, that years ago I finally relented and said, look, I agree, it's time to pay these players. It was time to give these kids stipends along with a free college education because of the major money generated by these kids on every single Saturday afternoon. But we're officially off the rails now, folks. We are officially off the rails. When you have $13 million deals being offered to 17, 18-year-old kids, when you have kids school hopping, transferring from one school to another, taking the best NIL deal at one school over another, taking the best collective deal as well, it cannot be sustainable. It can't. At least I hope it isn't. Because if college football is losing me, I can't imagine how many fans out there are being soured by the game's current state. That's going to do it for the Inez Says podcast. You can find the podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, right there in the WDBO app. And join me on the radio every single weekday morning for Orlando's Morning News, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.